An area nonprofit says sunny census data released last month hides some dark numbers about child poverty in the Philadelphia suburbs. According to WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that the number of impoverished children in Montgomery, Bucks, Delaware, and Chester counties is greater than during the depths of the Great Recession.
In September, the U.S. Census released annual American Community Survey data detailing things like household income. In general, the picture was a pretty good one for Philadelphia suburbs. Donna Cooper, Executive Director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth, says that picture doesn't tell the whole story.
Child poverty has continued to be a problem in the suburbs, rising during the recession, dipping a little bit now, but still there are 7,000 more children in poverty today than in the worst years of the recession.
After crunching the numbers, her group will be rolling out reports on the four suburban counties. The first focuses on Delaware County, which the Philadelphia Inquirer reported had a banner year for household income growth in 2015. Cooper says despite that growth, more kids in Delaware County qualified for subsidized school lunches than during the recession, and not just in places that are historically disadvantaged.
The percentage of low-income children grew most in districts that historically had the fewest children who were low income.
As an advocacy group, Public Citizens for Children and Youth tied census numbers to policies it promotes, such as raising the minimum wage. Temple University Urban Studies professor and group board member Carolyn Adams says kids are left behind when their parents don't make enough money.
Access to jobs is such a problem in this metropolitan area.
The advocacy group says a lack of social policy protections for children, compared with anti-poverty measures for, say, seniors, another vulnerable group, also contributes to higher poverty among kids. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.